back inside Radio Row, and now joining us, I think, is the best friend of someone that does a weekly spot with us each and every Friday. We're talking Jersey Jerry, obviously. So TJ Watt is joining us here on Radio Row. There's been many times this year. So Jersey Jerry used to call me when I was doing like the graveyard shift of 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern. Jerry in New Jersey, and now he's this big star.
He's huge, man.
And he keeps on telling me he's like best friends with you.
Jerry Fragrance, Jerry Watch Guy. I think he does everything. Jerry on the caddy bag yesterday for the mini golf I saw. The guy does everything, and just to be able to have a supporter like that in your corner, a guy that has the wristband, I mean, I've heard about it all. I think I'm going to meet him at some point this weekend. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, wow, because he tells me all the time when you were out with the injury, you know, wait a week. All right, 2 weeks, and then, okay, he's coming back. He was like Adam Schefter and Ian Rappaport for us this year.
You would have thought I was giving him the scoop, but
yeah.
Not that
deep. Were you sliding
yet
into his DMs?
No, he's always sliding into mine. I'm telling you, Jerry, calm down from time to time here.
He's a great loyal fan, though. That's what makes the NFL so awesome is you get a guy that rocks and supports you that much.
It's incredible, man. I think I posted a picture in the season, and he was like, TJ, you're looking a little skinny. Let's toss a steak in there. all right, easy, Jerry. Easy, but football is so cool. NFL football is awesome. And then another level is being a Pittsburgh Steeler and the fandom that comes with it and the people that just want to see you succeed, that want to help in any possible way. And I love it, man. It's a dream job.
Sometimes you could get drafted and there's always fan support. But in Pittsburgh, like you're talking about, it is a totally different ball game. When did you realize like how kind of crazy the Steelers fans are?
I was just telling the story. It's like when you're at Giant Eagle, which is the grocery store in Pittsburgh, and a 40-year-old lady comes up to you, and she's telling you you need to blitz a couple more times in a game. It's like, okay, this is a little bit different of a city than what I'm used to when I visit JD in Houston at the time. And the people just absolutely love the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's black and yellow, everything, and they just want to see us succeed.
For you, actually, let's talk about your brother first. TJ Watt is here with us on behalf of Invisalign. We'll talk about them in just a second. Your brother finally walking away after what has just been an exemplary career, just an extraordinary career. When you found out and he told you that, just how did you process it?
First of all, proud. I think that's the number one word that always comes to mind. You always want to ask, are you sure this is what you want to do? And but having the baby, having the heart thing this year, being able to go out on the year that he's had with the stats, and I know that the team didn't perform as well as he would have liked to go out, but talk about a guy that had a phenomenal career on the field and an even better career off the field, and just super proud of him as a brother, but also just as a mentor to me.
Your brother is tied to history with this show because
really?
We were once at one of these Super Bowls in New Orleans, and I'm like the biggest Beyonce fan there is. That's actually not a true statement, but she was like my childhood crush growing up as a kid, like every other kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm interviewing Dick Vermeil. The next thing I know, I look to my left. I'm like, J.J. Watt's there. And then I start to see, and you're in this big convention center, right? All these people start to flock towards your brother. And I go, I know J.J. is a pretty big deal, but to have like thousands and thousands of people around J.J. Watt when you have all these celebrities here, it seemed a little odd. And I turn my head to the left, and standing right behind us was Beyonce. So
really?
I met Beyonce with your brother.
Wow.
And your brother was like, he was like a fanboy that day. It was unbelievable. He's jumping up and down like a fat kid in a candy store.
I would have loved to see that because usually he plays it very close to the vest, very cool guy. But we need to find footage of that. I'd love to see the fan
there,
go on him.
There's footage somewhere on YouTube. I didn't record it, but when your brother retired, I was like, J.J. Watt, Beyonce. And you saw like a little footage of me, your brother. It was my dad was there, and it was just an awesome thing.
Did you at least get a picture with her?
No, but hold on.
Wow.
We had the camera rolling.
Okay.
So she was behind our interview, so we did
so
some
you're the guy that like screenshotted the video. The
Beyonce's
background.
In the background. She's listening to our show. Like, I was interviewing Dick Vermeil, and then Beyonce.
The headset
right
on her and act
us.
Like you were interviewing her.
You know how it works. TJ Watt here with us. How do you look back at this past season? I know you had to deal with the injuries. I know the standard for the Steelers is to always be playing in the playoffs. You guys didn't get there, but it did seem like it was a transition year when you're bringing in a new quarterback.
Yeah. You talk about Pittsburgh Steelers football. You talk about playoffs, contending for Super Bowls, winning Super Bowls, and obviously that wasn't done this year, but that also doesn't mean that it was a wasted season. We had a lot of difficulties early on in the year. I think we were 2-6 at one point. A lot of guys could have packed the bags. But we really bought into Coach Tomlin, believed in each other, and found ways to win games as we got down the stretch. And it was just a little too late this year. But there is so much to build on when you talk about the offense, how they're able to move the ball, especially late in the games, two-minute drives. And then defensively, we were able to get those sacks and those splash plays that we always talk about. It's looking up for this next year, but it means nothing if we don't learn from all the mistakes and tough times that we had this past season.
I'm assuming if I asked you, is Kenny Pickett a franchise quarterback, you would say yes. So sell me on your quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even have to say on the quarterback. It's just turn on the tape, honestly, and just see the progression throughout the year. I always talk about the Ravens game, the last two-minute drive, leading the team down the field. The guy's just a winner. Talked about in Latrobe in training camp. The guy won the home run derby as a rookie. Just those little intangible things, you just can get behind that. And you see the growth in him, and stuff like that is so contagious. When you get a guy that has moxie and swag when he walks in the locker room, it rubs off on everybody. And we feel like we have that on the defensive side of the ball, and now we feel like we have that on the offensive side of the ball as well. So it can be dangerous moving forward.
When he got into the locker room right away, did he seem like a rookie, or did he seem a little bit advanced and wise beyond his years?
Everybody seems like a rookie at first. You want to seem like a rookie. You don't want to come in there acting like you're hot stuff. You're bigger than who you think you are. Because the thing about NFL locker room is you see through that really quickly. And he's very authentic. Wasn't going to come in and act like he was the stuff. I don't know if I can swear on here or not.
No, don't. But, Dana White swears here all the time. It gives my producers like a heart attack because they have to like dump it. And then my boss goes, we're going to get fined by the FCC. So please don't swear.
I got you. But yeah, you just want to learn and be a sponge. And I think that was the biggest advice that I always got from both my brothers in the NFL is when you first get in there, just be a sponge and soak up as much information. And all your respect is earned through work and hard work and showing up every single day. And I think that's why a lot of our young guys, not only Kenny and George Pickens and guys like that, but it's just that's how respect is earned in the NFL locker room. I think all of our young guys did a great job of that this year.
For you, how do you deal with your success? Because, like, you can't just go out and enjoy a night of dinner without people coming up to you. And it's part of the gig that's just what happens. And now, like, when guys walk into the locker room, they're probably like, oh, my goodness gracious, this is TJ Watt, one of the better defensive players in the league.
It's all through work. Like I said, it's about showing people why you're successful. Once you're successful, you have to continue to prove it to not only yourself but to other people as to why you're deserving of all these things. When you get paid a certain amount of money in these big contracts, it's your job to prove people right and to prove those guys that the GM, the ownership, yes, you made the right decision in making this investment in me. And I love football. I love the process of getting better each and every day. And it's not hard for me to go to work every day and work hard because I know that I am living such a fortunate life, the absolute dream. And I'm just trying to bring that energy because it is contagious in locker rooms.
TJ Watt here with us. Your football coach, I always find the conversations around him in Pittsburgh funny. We know what he's done in this league, but there's always a contingency of people that say it's time to move on for Mike Tomlin. Do you guys just laugh at that stuff?
I don't read it, honestly. That's such a cool thing about being in the NFL and being comfortable with your locker room and your team is you don't have to listen to the outside noise because the only people that truly know what's going on inside that building are the people that are in the meetings every single day. We are doing our absolute best and are trying our hardest every single week to put together winning performances. You're not going to win every single game. All you can ask for is that each and every week we continue to improve, and then leading into the playoffs, hopefully you're playing your best football. And we felt like we got to that point this year. Like I said, it was just a little bit too late, but Mike T is a phenomenal coach, and I wouldn't want to play for any other coach.
TJ Watt here with us. I know nationally everyone right away when they talk about this game, they say Jalen Hurts, they say Patrick Mahomes, right, Travis Kelce. Those are like the first three names that people mention. But I look at the defense. Chris Jones is a stud, and I went to school with Hassan Reddick. He's been unbelievable, and his rise is awesome. What stands out to you about these two defenses and what they're going to need to do to secure a victory on Sunday?
Yeah, it's the D-line. I mean, Javon Hargrave, he was with us in Pittsburgh, just an absolute force in the middle. And then you said Hassan Reddick. I mean, you got Fletcher Cox, you got Ndamukong Suh, just so many phenomenal passers. And obviously on the other team you got Chris Jones and then Frank Clark as well. That's where the game, in my opinion, is going to be won or lost, is in the trenches. And I think the Eagles just are so deep. I mean, the depth on that defensive front is insane. The amount of fun that they have to have in meetings, going over pass rush film and talking shop, has got to be pretty fun to be a part of.
Tell me about what you're doing today with Invisalign.
Yeah, I'm with Invisalign because I'm a firm believer in the product. I'm using the product. I have it in right now, actually. And
I was going to say, the Lott family, they always got good smiles.
I've been working on mine, and I'm almost done with my treatment. I've been super excited to work with them. The cool thing about the Invisalign aligners is that it doesn't require the emergency appointments like braces sometimes could if a brace breaks. And just super convenient for my lifestyle. I can pop them out, have a snack. I can play with them in, actually, get my mouth guard formed around them. And it just brings me confidence that when I come to things like these, I can smile and be happy with it.
What is it like when you have a game going up against your brother? Because Travis and Jason Kelce, to do this in the Super Bowl, it's literally unprecedented.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brings a lot more emotion to the game. A lot more media comes with it. And I think anybody who says it's just another game is lying.
100%.
You always try to block it out. And but when there's that much media, it can – take away from film, or it can just take away from downtime where you're just kind of relaxing. And that's why it's so crazy that's on the biggest stage. It's like, how much more media could you possibly get for the Super Bowl? But it's special. How cool is it that you, a guy that you grew up with,
right, like in the backyard, envisioning probably playing in a Super Bowl one day.
Yeah, let alone playing in the NFL, having your other brother play in the NFL,
then
playing
great.
Each other. Yeah, be all pros, getting paid millions and millions of dollars, and then playing each other in the Super Bowl. I mean, you couldn't write a better script.
TJ Watt, great to see you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me on. Pleasure.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Matt. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.